The Seder has a special order. Seder means order. Here is the Seder of the Seder. Read it. That's a Seder. Kaddish. We say the Kiddush. Yes, this part of the Seder is called Kaddish, but you say the Kiddush. If you find that confusing, then let's not even talk about the Kiddush, which is a celebratory meal, but not this one, or the Kaddish, which is a prayer of mourning and also a famous poem by Allen Ginsberg. Funny story about Ginsberg. When one of the authors of this book was in high school, he went to see Ginsberg perform and maybe give him some crappy poetry he, the author, had written. He was expecting Ginsberg to have a beard down to his stomach and be shirtless and playing finger cymbals, but this was the early 90s, and instead Ginsberg was wearing a conservative navy suit and was a dead ringer for Erwin Blummer, the superintendent of the school that this author was then attending. There was something really creepy and depressing about that. Maybe that was the day this author realized the 60s were really, really over, which probably he should have known already since he was born in 1976. We drink the first cup of wine. First official cup of wine, that is. There is no law against pre-gaming, to borrow a phrase from today's binge-drinking college idiots, with a cup zero before the Seder begins. Indeed, as Rabbi Eliezer writes, getting hammered at a Seder would be uncool, but there is nothing wrong with being lightly toasted from the moment you walk in the door, particularly if certain members of your extended family are already on the other side of that door and are eager to share their political views. Or cats, we wash our hands. While washing the hands before eating may strike us as less a ritual than an act of basic hygiene, our ancestors were not nearly so prissy. In biblical times, the hands were washed only on three occasions: after birthing livestock, on major religious holidays, and before birthing livestock. Karpas. We dip a vegetable in salt water and say the blessing. Parents may wish to advise younger children to partake heartily of these wilted, saltwater-drenched carrot sticks, as the actual meal is still unfathomably far away. Children may wish to take one bite and then spray partially chewed carrot bits across the table. Yakats. We break the middle matzah in half and hide the larger half, the afikomen. In some families, the children hide the matzah.